Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Korean emergency talks resume. North and South Korean officials resumed marathon talks today in an urgent bid to avert war on the peninsula. Initial talks that began Saturday were adjourned 10 hours later. Officials have not publicly commented on the discussions, and there is no word on whether the negotiations are making any progress or how long they will continue. However, as the talks started up again today, South Korea reported unusual troop and submarine movement in the north. Nigeria's army chief has survived an attack on his convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters in volatile Borno state. The army says gunmen ambushed the convoy of Lieutenant General Tukur Buratai at a village between the towns of Mafa and Dikwa on Saturday. The army said today that troops responded with overwhelming fire, killing 10 attackers and capturing 5. The army says one soldier was killed in the gun battle, while 5 others were wounded. General Buratai went on to address soldiers and a crowd of internally displaced Nigerians in Dikwa. Britain reopened its embassy in Iran's capital today. That comes nearly 4 years after it closed it following an attack by protesters who had stormed the building. The British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond called it a historic moment in relations between the two nations. Forces from the United Arab Emirates rescued a British national Saturday in a military intelligence operation 18 months after he was kidnapped by al-Qaeda militants in eastern Yemen. The British Foreign Secretary said the British national is safe and he is well. This is VOA News.